Here with what it says in your bank holiday papers is Fiona Kelly.
Tactics used by banks to drive customers online, calls for a dedicated transport police unit, and Meath's ladies senior football team do it again for the second year running. Those are some of the stories carried on your front pages this morning. Banks use sneaky tactics to drive us away from branches. That's the lead headline in the Irish Independent, where Charlie Weston reports on a submission made by the Financial Services Union to the government's retail banking review, claiming that banks understaffed their branches, didn't answer phones and delayed repairing ATMs in a bid to push customers towards online banking during COVID. A McKinsey report and briefing given to cabinet ministers last week on the kind of lifestyle changes needed to meet our new target of a 51% reduction in carbon emissions by 2030 generates a lead story in the Irish Times. With €23 million spent by Irish Rail on private security firms in the past 5 years, the Irish Examiner leads with a call for a dedicated transport police unit to be set up. The Irish Daily Mail leads with a claim from the Irish Nursing and Midwives Organisation that overcrowding in hospitals is up 52% in this time last year, which also prompts a call for drastic action to be taken to avert winter chaos. The Irish Daily Mirror follows up on that story about how the government is asking sporting organisations to help house Ukrainian refugees. And an interview with Katrina Carey, carried in yesterday's Sunday World, generates a lead story in today's Irish Sun. The former Irish hockey international, who featured in an RTE Investigates programme earlier this year, claimed in the interview that she herself is a fall guy who was conned by a ringleader in a financial scam which is currently under Garda investigation. A number of people who lost money in that scam react angrily to her claims in today's Sun. Comments made by Colin Barr, the father of Michael Barr, following the 8-year jail sentence handed down to Michael Aylmer on Friday for his involvement in the murder of Noel Kirwan in 2016, provides the Irish Daily Star with its lead story. The 35-year-old is already serving a sentence for his role in the murder of Michael Barr in the same year. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that almost 1,400 people have presented themselves as homeless to the Northern Ireland Housing Executive due to paramilitary intimidation in the last 5 years. The Irish News leads with the line that police have been urged to crack down on drugs gangs after details of a sophisticated delivery network across the north has emerged. Elsewhere this morning, Meath's victory in yesterday's All-Ireland Ladies Senior Football Championship for the second year in a row provides lots of pictures on today's front pages. And yesterday's annual Reek Sunday pilgrimage up Croagh-Patrick also receives lots of coverage today. The Examiner devotes 2 pages to the first of 2 features by Anne Murphy on medicinal cannabis. And Dominique Farrell has a piece in today's Times about a 9-week theatre workshop for travellers, which ended last week with a performance at Dublin's Carmelite Centre. The Examiner reports today on this week's grand finale of the Australian soap Neighbours after 37 years on air. And finally, Sheena McGinley has a piece in today's Independent about another programme which is coming to an end tonight. McGinley writes that allegations of coercive behaviour and more than 2,000 bullying complaints from viewers have made this year's Love Island particularly controversial. Double standards and red flags. What we learned from Love Island is the headline there.